to give him.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, and along with my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker. And this program is the True Word of God. This is the day.
This is the day
that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
Rejoice.
And be glad.
And be glad in it. Amen.
I don't care what. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. And if you couldn't be, we can be reached at the church at 772-774-4431. You can call me on my cell at 561-718-2361. You can go to our website. It's www.church5.com. And you spell it out, church5.com. And our Sunday morning service, our Sunday school start at 10:30 on Sunday morning. Our Sunday morning worship start at 11:30, and our Bible study be on 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. And you can also hear us on Sunday morning on blogtalkradio.com/ Apostle Whitaker. And if you don't have a church home or you're looking for a good church home, come visit us tomorrow morning and let us pray and let us help you go through. Do what you're going through. Let us lay hands on and heal you, and let us deliver you from whatever you're going through. If you're looking for a good church home that teaches the word of God, and whatever me and my wife teach, that's what we live. We don't teach one thing and live something different. Truly believe in living by the word of God, because this word of God is what lead us and guide us. And if you'd like to send us a donation to keep us on the air, because the program is helping you out, you can send a donation to 1689 Biltmore, Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. 1689 Biltmore Street. And that's the same location as we have a church. And if you want to come visit us tomorrow morning, we'll be glad to welcome you in. And we will praise and lift up the name of Jesus. Also, you can send us an email at firstchurch12@gmail.com, and that is our email. If you want to send us and want a prayer request, and we'd like to thank Treasure Coast Discovery Daycare at 2855 Southwest Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie for all your children care. And they can be reached at 772-323-0010.
I also have an announcement that we will be having a Hurting Women's Hurt program that will start February the 26th, 27th, 28th, which will be our morning roundtable discussion, and we will be closing out on the 28th of February. It is our Hurting Women Hurt. This is our fifth annual program that we will be having. We will also have a special guest speaker, Sharon Edmond. She is out of North Carolina. She's Apostle Sharon Edmond. Again, she's from North Carolina. She will be our guest speaker for the 26th and the 27th, a powerful woman of God. So those of you that are hurting, this is not just for women. It's for both men and women. Men, you are invited to come along with your wife and participate and just see what the word of God is in store, that have in store for you. So you are invited. Again, that is the 26th and the 27th. She will be my guest speaker. So you are invited.
Yeah, so now let's clear that on that last round table discussion so that we don't get a misunderstanding. That is a breakfast, right, which y'all having?
It's a prayer breakfast, and yes. It's
just for women, just for women, and where women will go in and they begin to talk, say things, because a lot of times women, when they're around their husband, they be hurting, and they don't want to say something, but yet when women get together, oh, my God, they talking about they can talk, oh, my God. And I know they're going to have a good breakfast, but I think that it's a good thing. And I'm glad my wife is doing it, because as we are leaders and we do minister to a lot of females and males, but there's a lot of females that are hurting on the inside and don't know where to go to or don't know how to release their pain and really don't have nobody who they can really talk to and feel comfortable. If they tell somebody something, that it won't be all on the news. But it is a program that I think that it will help and benefit those that are hurting. And it will be where they can go in and whatever they say at round table discussion is kept in confidence.
It is everything very confidential. Is yes,
nothing
it is.
Gets leaked out. And it's a place where you can go, and if you are really hurting, there you can go and just talk and release some of that. Because a lot of times we go into relationship and we still be hurting. We carry a lot of baggage on the inside, and we have a hard time dealing with others whom we say we love because we are hurting. And we've been hurt, and you know, and a lot of times I look at relationships, a lot of times when people go into a relationship and they already been hurt, and the minute that something seems similar to what hurt them, now they're ready to run. Now they're ready to get out the situation. Instead of allowing that person who you're with make their own mistake, but yet we go in looking. Sometimes we go looking. You know, we really don't be fully healed, but we go looking. And the minute somebody do something, and you could tell when somebody hurt, because the first thing they say, oh, you just like so-and-so, or he did me the same way. Well, you're not being fair to the other person at all. You're not being fair to yourself.
Exactly. But, and this is where we get to the nuts and bolts, yes, of relationships, because I do believe that, you know, you're so right, Apostle. You know, we do carry that baggage with us, and we don't allow our mate to make their own mistakes. And sometimes it's so easy to say, you know, to just give up.
Yes, it is.
And it's better to go through a divorce than to try to work it out.
Yes.
But I don't believe that God put a man and a woman together to just get out of a relationship.
No.
You know, we're supposed to support one another. Mm. We're supposed to listen to one another. Communication is the biggest key to any relationship.
Yes,
and we're just not having that. People just, you know, they want to hold down because of what the other person might say to hurt their feelings. Their feelings are so easily
hurt,
to be hurt, and they don't want to talk about the situation or ask the other person, you know, what is it that you meant by what you said to me?
Yes, yes,
you know, explain it to me so that you won't feel some type of way about, you know, how the person expressed whatever. He could have been having a bad day. She could have been having a bad day. Sometimes things just come out the wrong way.
Yes.
And we just hold that in. And it's not really directed to you or, you know, you're the person, but it's just the way it came out because of, you know, the way they're feeling. So you need to talk. You need to say, you know, hey, you know, explain, talk to me. You know, how was your day? There's nothing wrong with asking your husband or your wife, how was your day? That's a biggest key to any relationship. When a man comes home and he's so stressed out from that day, that day-to-day job that he's on, or even our corporate men, you know, corporate men and women, they carry the weight and the burden of a company on their shoulders. And sometimes we come in and we just ask the wrong thing at the wrong time or say something. But if we come with a smile or love and just ask, honey, how was your day today?
Yes, yes, yes. And that's why I love my wife so much.
That's an icebreaker.
Yes, it is. Because my wife know it. And I'm going to say it on the air. I love flowers. Yes, I do. And she bring me flowers. I just out of the blue. And see, these are some of the things that you have to do in a relationship to keep it going. I say it again, men, I love flowers. Yes, I do. I love my roses. Bring me my roses. Give me my roses while I'm living. Don't put them on my casket when I'm dead. I want them now. I want to see them, and I want to smell them. Yes, I sure do. And she know it, and she know it. But that's how we do it in our relationship.
I love bringing you flowers and sending you a card that's every now and then. I'm in the store, Walmart, Walgreens, whatever store I go into. And I just love you so much that I just have you on my mind. And I said, let me see. I don't just pick a card.
That's right.
I pick the card to my husband's personality.
Yes.
Anybody that I'm buying a card for, including a friend,
yes,
you know, I buy that card to fit their personality. So and it says a lot because words are very expression. It tells a person, you know, what you feel and how you think about them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me.
Yes, yeah, that's why I say I don't. It takes another woman. She had to really go. She got to go. She got to go. She got to know what she's doing. Come on now. She got to know. It don't work like that. And I love my wife. And sometimes I just kiss her, just hug her, say, baby, I love her. Call her on the phone, say, I love her, and just hang up. See, these are some of the things that we got to learn how to incorporate. But Apostle Ambassador Edmonds, she is a powerful woman of God. From firsthand experience, I have met her and talked to her. And, man, she is powerful. She is powerful. She know how to deliver. She know how to get things out. She know how to sit, get you right. So we asking that everybody, every female, male, come out as well, because there are men that are hurting too, as well. And I think that it will be a good.
And men will benefit from this.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing.
Men will benefit.
And if you sick, boy, I tell you, boy, I see that woman heal some folks. Come on now.
Through the power of God.
Through the power of God.
The anointing. She walks in such a heavy anointing. And I'm telling you. She walks in the fivefold ministry.
Yes.
She can do it all through the power of God. She heals. She delivers. She set the captives free.
Yes.
So you are in for a treat.
Yes,
again,
ma'am.
That is February the 26th and 27th. She will be here with us at First Church Fivefold Fellowship.
Yeah. If you want more information, you can call me on my cell at 561-718-2361. And I 561-718-2139, and that's my wife's phone number, and we can give you more information. Amen. So this is a program about the true word of God, and we are discussing about God's word interprets God's word. And we know that some people say, well, man wrote the Bible and man make mistakes, but I differ the big, because if God inspired man to write the word, then there should be no mistakes. Because my God that I serve, he does not make no mistake at all. So it took the Holy Spirit to inspire to write the word of God. And these words are for us, come on somebody, so that we can be revealed and know who God is. And if you understand what Jesus said, I come not to do my will, but I come to do the will of the Father. So what Jesus really came to do is to reveal to us who the Father really is. And the only that we can reveal and know who the Father is by reading his words.
Amen. Amen. And I think let's go back and recap. We were doing the rules. It's how to study and understand the Bible.
Yes, yes.
The Bible is very unique. And when you read the Bible, you also have to pray, and you have to ask God to give you revelation knowledge of his word. So so those of you that just open your Bible, you won't have an understanding unless you ask the Lord or the Holy Spirit to give you that revelation knowledge of the word. I have tools that I use when I study. I do have a Webster's dictionary. I do have my DAC Bible. I study through the NIV. Sometimes there's some words that you may not understand in the King James Version. It will help you to understand the scripture in more light, because we're studying what the infallible word of God. And he said in rule number one, all interpretations belongs to God. And rule number two was no prophecy in scripture is a matter of personal interpretation. And rule number three, which is where we're going today, is only God's word can interpret God's word. So those of you that try to put words in God's mouth or to say what thus says the Lord, you better make sure that you're hearing from God. Amen. Because you cannot just say what it is on your own.
Yeah, because the Bible does tell us and warn us that we should take nothing away from the word of God and put none into the word of God, because there's a consequence when you take away, put some in the word of God. And if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and read verse number 13, it says, which things also we speak, not in words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, and compare spiritual things with spiritual things. And I think this is the problem that we have, because when we look at the word of God, it's not in the natural, but it's in the spirit thing. So it took the Holy Ghost. Come on, that's what the word of God, this is what Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 2nd and verse 13. It says, which things also we speak not in the words of men's of wisdom. So the man had nothing to do with the spiritual things. How can man teach on spiritual things when we don't know nothing about spiritual things?
Amen, amen.
We cannot teach if we don't know. We teach only that what we know. So now it says that the Holy Ghost teaches. Then Jesus said the Holy Ghost will teach us and bring all things back to our remembrance. And if you read the word of God, you may forget about it, but you might not be thinking about it. You can be in a conversation speaking to somebody about spiritual things, and guess what? The Holy Ghost will bring that thing right back to your remembrance, that same scripture, that same verse. So now Apostle Paul is saying that it took the Spirit of God and it teaches us, but what it does is comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. So this is how we're supposed to read the word of God. And we understand Jesus, everything that Jesus taught, every parable that he gave, it was contained into something spiritual. But yet when he gave a parable, and guess what? His disciples looked at it in their natural eye, because they was not on the same page with Jesus Christ, because they weren't thinking about the spiritual thing. So we got to understand everything that the Bible teaches us is spiritually, not naturally.
Amen.
And everything is spiritual. Go ahead.
Amen. And on that, he said here in verse 14, he said, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Why is it foolishness to us?
Because we don't understand it.
Because we don't understand. We don't want to receive.
Don't want to receive it.
What the Word of God is saying. We have our what? Own interpretation instead of having God's interpretation. And he said the Holy Spirit teaches us, gives us the word. Amen. Yes. And Amen. then here he says, neither can he know them, but they are spiritually discerned.
Come on now.
So here God is saying to us, we have to be able to accept, not judge, the word, but just to accept the word as it is, if it is indeed, because my spirit, your spirit, ought to bear witness to what God is saying.
Come on now, we sure should. Sure should. And that word discern means to understand. So now, how can they know if they don't understand? And this is the problem that we're having today, because a man and his wisdom, come on now, because he got the PhD degree, because he got a master's degree, because he got a bachelor's degree. Now he want to put his wisdom into the word of God. And sometimes I hear a lot of preachers preach, and they try to get so deep and so profound in the word of God. And man, I got to get deep. God, the word of God ain't meant for you to get deep. It's just as simple as it is. And look at this. The Bible says, if you live righteous, you go to heaven. You live wrong, you go to hell. Now how simple can you make that? Boy, I got to try to go deep and try to analyze everything what God said. God's word ain't meant to be analyzed. It's what it is. What it says is what it means. So why I got to go try to make it and go deep? And because I got an education to let somebody know that I got a PhD degree. Jesus made the word simple. The word is so simple till we make it complex.
Complex.
We make it hard.
That's right. And when Jesus went out and he was teaching the people, he went out among the people, and he got on the people's level.
Yes, he did.
He didn't speak words that was way over their head. Why? Mm-mm. Because he was trying to reach them.
That's right.
He was trying to bring them into him. In order to bring him into him, he had to make it plain.
Yes.
And he had to make it simple they wouldn't be confused about his word.
That's right. That's what we do. But then we get the word and we got to go in and we got to analyze and we got to dig in deep and what this mean and what that mean. But the word of God says what it mean. So, and rule number three, it says that only God's word can interpret God's word. And God's word does not conflict with itself. And sometimes when you begin to read the Bible, you think it'd be a conflict, but it does not. God's word is what it says. And we need to understand that spiritual things is what God talking about. The spiritual thing, the spiritual aspects. So God trying to get us on a spiritual high. He's trying to get us on the spiritual level. He's trying to educate us in the spiritual thing. Because of our flesh, always want to be on the natural things. So this is where the conflict comes in.
Right. It's not based on human wisdom, but on what the Holy Spirit teaches. Amen.
Yes.
And rule number four says, God does not contradict himself.
Yes.
Spiritual words, when used to explain spiritual truth or spiritual things, will not result in contradiction.
Yes.
They will not result in inconsistencies, and it will not result in disagreement with biblical truth.
Yes, yes, yes.
So how can God contradict himself?
He can't.
He can't.
And the Bible tells us he can't lie. So if he can't lie, how are you going to contradict yourself? If God said it's red, guess what? It going to be red. If he says purple, guess what? It going to be purple. See, what we have to understand is that whenever God speaks, his word have to come to pass.
Amen. Amen. Nothing is added or taken away from the word of God. Nothing. There must be no contradiction between the different verses of the Bible, because spiritual things or spiritual truth are always expressed in spiritual words.
Yes. Always spiritual things. And this is what I like. And it took me a while to understand. And one day I was reading the word of God and the spirit began to speak to me and told me everything that you read is on a spiritual note. So that's why I begin to understand the Bible, that everything is spiritual. So we got to know that God wants us to take us from the natural and put us into the spirit realm. Because in the natural realm, there's too many errors and too many things that's not right in the natural realm. So if I go into the spirit realm where everything is right and everything is in righteousness and there's no error in the word of God, in the kingdom of God. So now I got to see, here's the problem, Pastor. We got to be able to change and train our mind to get out of the natural thing and train our mind to think on the spiritual thing. And that's why a lot of people have a problem with the Bible, because Bible says certain things. Oh, and you know, a man wrote that Bible, and how we know that he didn't put his word in. But we know because it was inspired by the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Now, there's no man that can sit down and write this stuff that's in the Bible. Come on now. I don't care what kind of degree, what kind of scholarship you got. Ain't no man just can come up with all this stuff. Come on now.
Amen. Let's go into 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Mm-hmm. And this is worth repeating, because there are different Bibles that are out there that interprets this same scripture in many different ways.
Yes.
But I'm reading to you from the New International Version. It says, this is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words.
Yes.
That's 1 Corinthians 2:13, the New International Version.
Yes.
See, I have a question here, and it says, why is it that the Holy Bible contains no contradiction?
Yes.
Now, in the following verses, it is explained that from childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, mm-hmm. for reproof, for corrections, for instructions in righteousness, mm-hmm. that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And that comes from 2 Timothy 3:15-17. And it says, knowing this first, that no prophecy or scripture is of any private interpretation, mm. for prophecy never came by the will of man, mm. but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Yes. So you saying that it took the movement of the Holy Ghost upon these men in order to speak the word of God. Oh, come on now.
They were moved to write the instructions of God.
So that means that they didn't go to no college and get no PhD or no master degree or nothing, but they was moved by the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God.
So you mean tell me he could have had a first grade education, no education at all, but they was moved by the Spirit of God. See, when the Spirit of God move upon you, you can't help but speak the word of God. Because the Spirit of God always going to give us the truth of what God said. So now, look at this. It says that from a childhood, we know the scripture. We know the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We know the scripture. And this scripture is able to make us wise for salvation through faith, that which is in Jesus Christ. And all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it's saying about nobody had to have no PhD, nobody had to have no master's degree, nobody had to have no education, no high school diploma. It says, but all was given by the inspiration of God. And I think Peter and them didn't go to college. I think none of his disciples had no PhD or didn't go to Yale and didn't go to no other college, but yet they was moved by God. And when Jesus walked by, Peter said, come on, I'm going to make you fishermen of men. Something had to move in him in order for him to quit his job, leave his family, and follow Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit.
For doctrine, for teaching. The word is for teaching.
For correction.
Yes, see, that's the problem right there.
None of us want to be corrected.
Nobody want to be corrected by the Word of God.
It's like teaching different doctrines.
Yes.
From the same book. We all are reading the same book.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yes.
But then there are some denominations out there that write their own Bibles.
Yes, they do.
So, you know, this is so intense that when we go into our next radio program in a week from now, we will be getting into this a little bit more because time is limited.
Yes.
So we will start over. We will recap next week what we have gone over this week, and we will continue from there.
Yes.
Amen.
Because in January, we'll be moving to a new time. Instead of us being on at 8:30, we'll be on at 10:30 in the morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker and Pastor Vernon Whitaker of First Church, Fivefold Fellowship of the True Word of God. Thank you for listening to the True Word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the True Word of God.